我们的主怎么样为我们而死而活。
How our Lord died and lived for us.
我们也求主让我们为他怎样而死而活。
May the Lord help us to live and to die for him.
昨天是一个大喜的日子,
it was a great joyful day yesterday.
我的爸妈他们非常坚持, 虽然我爸爸昨天早上在家里还跌了两跤, 很坚持要来参加。
And my parents insist they have to come and to join the occasion. Their marriage was about 60 years. But he was still excited when he participated in the event.
昨天有好多弟兄姊妹，当他们在讲到婚姻的时候，都说到一件事，就是越久越甜。
Many people talked about marriage yesterday. On this one thing is that the longer it is, the sweeter it gets.
照人看，那个爱是越久就老旧了哈。
Many people might see that the longer it gets, the older it gets.
但是在基督的里面,
but in Christ,
这个爱是越久越甘甜的。
This love is sweeter as it gets.
在婚姻的里面有基督的爱，也就越久越甘甜。
And in Christ, that this marriage, the longer it gets, the sweeter it gets.
昨天本来有安排, 我对海涛要讲几句勉励的话哈。
They want me to say something to Brother Yi.
像我们东坤弟兄讲说，这个太太永远是对的。
Like our brother said, the wife is always right.
后来因为节目太精彩了，就没有机会讲。
Because of many things, I didn't have the chance to speak.
我常常讲说，在我们家里面，大事由我负责，小事由我姊妹来负责。
In our household, big things are taken care of by me, and the little things are taken care of by my wife.
我们结婚有22年了。
Our marriage is about 22 years.
家里好像没有发生过大事。<laughs>
There hasn't been a big thing that happened in our household.
不过这样讲是不对的哈。
Not exactly precise.
后来我想说，到底什么是大事，什么是小事？
But to think about what is the big thing and what are the little things.
主的事情叫做大事。
The things of the Lord are the big things.
主以外的事情都是小事。
Things outside of the Lord are little things.
我想这是一个很重要的原则。
I think it's a very important principle.
你说买什么样的房子好像是一个很大的事情。
To buy a house may seem like a big thing.
但是事实上，它可能是一个非常小的事情。
But in reality, it may be a little thing.
由你太太决定就可以了。
So your wife can decide.
但是关乎神旨意的事情。
But regarding the will of God.
这是大事。
This is a big thing.
其实我们一同让主耶稣在我们的家里面来掌权。
So may the Lord reign and rule in our household.
那弟兄更是要负起这样的责任。
And our brothers should step up and take the responsibility.
好，我把昨天应该讲的话我就讲完了哈。
So that was what I was trying to say to Brother Yi.
好，我们一起来读一段的圣经。
Let's all read a portion of the scripture in the Bible.
在罗马书第6章第6节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。第6章第11节。
Chapter 6 verse 11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。我们曾经讲到与主同定十字架的信息。
Once we talked about the message regarding to crucify with Christ on the cross.
今天早上我们要交通到旧人与基督同定十字架。
This morning we want to talk about the old man crucified with Christ.
我们要讲到我与基督同定十字架。
To talk about ourselves crucified with Christ.
也要讲到说我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲与基督同定十字架。
We want to talk about the flesh and the desire of the flesh to be crucified with Christ.
与主同定是一个非常大的一件事情。
To crucify with Christ is a big things.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们流了宝血。
We know that Christ has shed the blood for us.
叫我们的罪得着赦免。
So our sin can be redeemed.
他为我们付了这么重的代价。
He paid such a great price for us.
这个爱来寻找我们。
This love came to seek us.
这个血来买赎我们。
He brought us back with his blood.
他的恩典带我们归回他的羊圈。
He brought us back to the fold.
但是主耶稣在十架上，他不单为我们流了他的宝血。
But not only that he shed his blood on the cross for us.
主耶稣不单是要救我们，好像从罪恶的里面出来。
Not only he wants to save us from sin.
主耶稣要让我们这个人被主来得着。
He wants us to be able to obtained by him.
所以在十架上不单对付我们罪的问题。
So on the cross, not only dealing with the sin.
十架上要对付我们这个人。
Also deal with this self.
在罗马书六章六节就讲到说，我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6 is this our old self was crucified with him.
在圣经里面他就讲到有两个人。
And in the Bible it says there are two men.
一个叫做第一个人。
There's one is the first man.
就叫做首先的亚当。
Is the first Adam.
那另外呢，他讲到第二个人。
And also talk about the second man.
第二个人呢，就是末后的亚当。
It talks about the second Adam.
什么是第一个人呢
？Last Adam. What's the first man?
First man. 第一个人就是说到亚当，所有在亚当生命里的，都在第一个人的范围里。
Whoever is within the life of Adam.Is this first man.
我们知道当亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后
We know that after and Adam and Eve sin
整个罪就进到世界的里面
Sin came into the world
进到人的里面
Into human
所以呢整个人类归到一个首先的亚当这个范畴中
So we all became part of this first Adam
曾经有一个父亲，他家里有一罐老鼠药。
Once there's a father who had this poison, poison
杀老鼠的哈，他把那个东西呢，他放在这个厨房一个最高的一个角落上。
He put it at this high place in the kitchen.
他严严的警告他的孩子。
He told his children.
他说那个是毒药。
Civilian says that's a poison.
吃了会死的。
If you consume it, you will die.
千万不能吃。
Do not consume it.
啊，就放在很高的地方。
So he put it on a high place.
可是这个小孩听到了。
But this child heard.
他说这个父亲为什么严严的警告说那个是不能吃的。
And he thought, why? How come my father told me not to consume this?
他就想说，那一定是有什么好吃的东西。
It must be something very delicious.
哎呀，这个人里面真的是很奇怪的。
A human heart is very weird.
所以他想尽了办法就往上爬。
So he tried his best to climb up.
有一天他就爬上去了。
So he reached one day.
他就把那个毒药给吃了。
And then consumed that poison.
当他的父亲看到了。
When his father saw it,
啊，那父亲当然是非常的生气。
He was very angry.
他可以刑罚这个孩子。
He could punish this child.
你不听话。
How come you don't listen to me?
爸爸的命令是不准吃那个东西的。
My command is not for you not to take.
今天这个小孩不听话。
And today this child did not listen to the father.
他理当受刑罚。
He was supposed to receive the punishment.
但是弟兄姊妹，那一天这个父亲他最着急的是什么呢
？But that day, what's the most important thing that the father was thinking?
是今天这个毒药已经吃到这个小孩子里面去了。
It's because this poison was in this child.
他不听话是一件事情。
What is one thing that he did not listen to him?
这个毒药吃进去了是一个更严重的问题。
It's more severe to know that this poison is in this child already.
我们想到亚当夏娃他吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子。
So as we think about Adam and Eve consumed eat the fruit of the forbidden fruit.
的确他们违背了神的命令。
Indeed, they have disobeyed God's command.
这是很严重的。
It is very severe.
但是另外一个，当他们吃的时候。
But on the other hand, when they consume that forbidden fruit,
那个罪进到他们的里面,
the sin came into their heart.
今天整个人类都在这个罪的范畴里。
And the entire human race is within this, sin.
我们都是从亚当出来的。
We all are from, Adam.
我们也都在亚当的生命的里面。
And we all have the life of Adam.
这个讲到第一个人。
And this talks about the first man.
就是首先的亚当。
The first Adam.
所有在首先亚当里面的。
So everyone who are in the first Adam.
都是叫做旧人。
They're called the old man.
什么时候才称作他做旧人呢？
When do we call the old man?
因为第二个人来了。
Because the second man came.
因为耶稣基督来了。
Because Jesus came.
因为当主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死的时候
Because when Jesus Christ died for us on the cross
他的死是包罗万有的死
His death is inclusive with everything
所有的旧的
Every old things
包括老旧的亚当
Including the old Adam
都在基督的里面
Is in Christ
当主耶稣死的时候
When Jesus died,
这所有的旧造都在主耶稣基督里面死了。
All creations were died in him.
所以保罗在罗马书说告诉我们说我们的旧人和他怎么样同钉十字架。
So Paul says how this old man was crucified with Christ.
这是一个很大的事情。
This is a great thing.
今天若有人在基督里
If there's a man in Christ,
就是新造的人
He is new creation
New creation 讲到一个新的创造
It talks about a new creation
所有旧的都已经过去了
All things are past
今天我们在基督里面
Now we are in Christ
是属于第二个人的范畴
It belongs to the second man
在基督的里面
In Christ
我们是新造的人
We are all new creation
在这边他继续的告诉我们
Right here, it continues to talk about.
第十一节说，这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
In verse 11, it says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus."
旧人与基督同钉十字架是什么时候发生的呢
？When did the old man crucify with Christ?
是主耶稣钉十字架的时候发生的，对不对
？Is at the moment when Christ crucified on the cross.
是在两千年前主受死的时候，那个时候我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Is that 2,000 years ago that this old man was crucified with him?
所以这是一个事实。
So this is a fact.
但是今天这个事实在我们的身上要发生它的功效。
But this fact today has to have its function in our life.
我们必须能够进入这个事实的里面。
We have to be able to enter into this reality.
他在这边讲一个字叫做看自己是死的
Right here it says count yourself dead
所以这个看英文叫 count 也就是数学的计算
A count in English count is like mathematic calculation
那这个计算呢就像一加一等于二一样
It's like one plus one equal two
这个是一个非常非常确定的事情
It is something for sure
也就是说他没有什么模棱两可的
There's no ambiguity
常常我们听到有人讲说我好像死了又好像没有死
Sometimes we might hear someone says maybe I'm dead maybe I'm not
有人讲说我这个死的好像不彻底
Some people might say my death is not complete
但是讲到死它是没有模棱两可的
But when it talks about death there's no ambiguity
要不然就是死了要不然就是活的
It's either you're alive or you're dead.
今天到底我们是要相信什么？
What do we believe today?
圣经讲说我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
Bible says that our old man crucified with Christ on the cross.
可是我们自己呢我们说我的旧人好像还活鲜鲜的。
But we still think that our old man is still alive.
常常我们也说哎呀这个老亚当啊。
We often say that this old Adam
老亚当的生命好像在我们里面那么的活泼。
This life is so active in me.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们的旧人，所有属于亚当里面的，都已经与基督同钉十字架。
But brothers and sisters, we have to know that this life has already crucified with Christ and died in Him.
今天我们是在基督里。
We are now in Christ.
我们在第二个人里。
We are in the second man.
我们在新造的里面。
We are in new creation.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
所以我们必须来算自己是死的。
So,We have to count ourselves dead in sin.
我记得好多年前有一次到这个 Sea World 去。
Once I went to the Sea World.
它有一个节目，就是一个鹦鹉。
There was this show is about the.
它那只鹦鹉呢，不单讲话，他们表演说它来算数学的这个做计算。
Is the parrot as can do a calculation.
就那个 trainer 呢，就在问他说，二加二等于多少
？So the trainer said, "How much is 2 + 2?"
那个鹦鹉就说四。
The parrot says 4.
那 trainer 又问他说，一加三等于多少
？The trainer said, "How much is 1 + 3?"
他说四。
He also said,
他说再问一个难一点的。
So let me ask you a more difficult question.
他说这个16的开根啊，那个 square root 是多少？
What is the square root of 16?
他说是。
It also says it's 4.
哇，他都很稀奇啊。
So everybody was so amazed.
这个鹦鹉这么聪明啊。
How smart this parrot is.
我等到节目完了，他解释一下。
So after the show, he explained.
他说他只会一个答案，就是四。
Because he only knows one answer, which is 4.
你不管怎么问，他的答案就是这个。
No matter how you ask, he only knows the answer is 4.
如果你会问问题，他就答对了。
If you know how to question, and he'll answer you correctly.
在这里，保罗要我们算自己是死的。
Right here, Paul wants us to count ourselves dead.
这个算就是数学的算。
This count is a mathematical calculation.
今天我们有怀疑的时候。
And sometimes we have doubts.
我们要知道怎么来算。
We have to be able to know how to count.
我们知道说这个事情是一个事实。
We have to know this is a fact.
不能有任何的犹豫。
There's no ambiguity.
我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Our old self was crucified with him.
叫我们这个罪身灭绝。
So that the body of sin might be done away.
不再做罪的奴仆。
So we'll no longer be the slaves to sin.
原本人是很可怜的。
Is so pitiful the human race.
在亚当的这个范围里面。
Under Adam.
不单我们的生命是从亚当来的。
Not only the life came from Adam.
所以这个旧人，他不是讲到好多好多不同的人。
So this old man was not talking about different people.
旧人就是说到一个整个在亚当里的旧的亚当里的那样的叫做一个旧人。
It talks about everyone who are in this old Adam.
但是因为有这个旧人。
But because of this old man,
他生出来每一个人呢，他讲到说有一个不同的罪身。
It talks about everyone who came with this life has different sinful body.
每一个罪身是不太一样的。
Every sinful bodies are different.
但是那个源头叫做那个旧人都是一样的。
But the origins is the same from this old man.
今天主在十字架上是叫旧人和他同定了。
To crucify on the cross is to die with him on the cross.
那个旧人解决了以后
，to do away this old man，
就叫我们这个罪身失去了它的功用。
So this old sinful body loses function，
叫它在我们的身上没有那个效力，好像这个罪身就失业了。
So it's like this old man.Lost his job.
我们就可以不再做罪的奴仆。
So we do no longer be the slave to sin.
做奴仆是什么意思？
What does it mean to be a slave?
就不管你愿不愿意，你就是得这么做。
It's like no matter what you like, you still have to.
这奴仆的光景。
The condition of the slave.
其实保罗他也讲得很清楚。
Paul describes very clearly.
常常讲到说，我心里所愿意做的，我却不去做。
The things I want to do, I do not do.
我心里不愿意的，我倒去做。
The things I do not want to do, I keep doing it.
罪变成在人的身上有一个权势。
The sin became a power in our life.
你没有办法胜过它。
We could not overcome it.
有些人讲说，我在这个点上表现得很好。
Some people will say I'm good at this area.
但是呢，在很多很多的方面
，But in other areas,
他还是得承认。
He still have to admit.
这个罪身啊，不过是一个罪的奴仆。
The sinful body is the slave to sin.
没有一个人有办法。
No one can overcome it.
但是今天我们看见主耶稣基督已经在十字架为我们受死了。
We see that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for us on the cross.
叫我们这个旧人和他同钉十字架。
So this old man can be crucified with him on the cross.
叫我们这个罪身好像就失业了。
So this sinful body.It's like to lose his job.
他没有工作可以做了。
No more job to do.
我们不再做罪的奴仆。
No longer slaves to sin.
我们即便真的要感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是第一个讲到旧人的同钉。
This is the first point that our old man was crucified.
所以我们看见讲到旧人的同钉，他给我们一个很关键的字，就是讲到要算。
So the key word count is very important in the understanding of crucifying with him.
算自己是死的。
Count ourselves dead to sin.
当你有任何怀疑的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们再来算自己是死的。
So every time when we have doubts, come and count.
让主耶稣所完成的这件事情。
So let the completion, the complete work of Jesus Christ.
在我们的身上成为非常非常的实际。
Becomes real in our life.
好，我们再来读加拉太书二章二十节。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians chapter. Oh, I'm sorry. Second Galatians. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
那这节圣经我们曾经也和大家交通过。
We also talked about it previously.
请我们一起来读。
Let us all read together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。所以我们不但看见我们的旧人是已经与基督同钉十字架。
Not only we see that our old man was crucified with Christ.
保罗在这里是讲到说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul right here says, myself was crucified with Christ.
旧人说到那所有在亚当里面的。
The old man talks about everybody in the old Adam.
所有属于第一个人的。
Everybody belongs to the first man.
都与基督同钉了。
Were crucified with Christ.
但是今天讲到说我。
But today when it talks about me,
我们每一个人都有一个我，这个己是在我们最实在的。
Everyone has this self, and which is very real to one.
我们有心思，有意志，有情感。
We have emotion, we have thoughts.
我们这个我们的魂生命。
Our the life of our soul.
特别讲到这个是一个我。
It talks about this me.
保罗这边讲到说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul right here says, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
但是我们曾经讲过。
But we have shared.
今天主所要得着的。
What the Lord wants to obtain.
不是好多好多神的儿女都像机器人一样。
And not like robots.
都不再是我，乃是基督在里面活。
It's not no longer that I live, but Christ who lives in me.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
但是我们要看见，在下面他又讲到一个我如今在肉身活着。
But it continues as the life I live in the body.
每一个人一面来讲，我们是与基督同钉了。
On one hand, everyone was crucified with Christ.
不再是我了，乃是基督在我里面活。
It's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
但是另外一点来讲，
On the other hand,
神并不否定了我们这个人。
God did not deny this person ourselves.
你发现说，我们还有我的心思，还有我的意志，还有我的情感。
I still have my emotion, my will, and my thoughts.
今天一面来讲是基督在我里面活。
One thing is that the Lord who lives in me.
但是呢，基督的活呢，又是从我这个人身上来活出来。
But the life of Christ is living out from me.
所以每一个神的儿女，他活出来的基督，你看都是不太一样的。
So we see different brothers and sisters who lives out the life of Christ a little bit differently.
一面都是基督的生命。
On one hand, it's all it's the life of Jesus Christ.
但是每一个彰显又有它很特别的地方。
But every manifestation could be a little bit different.
每一个都是神的杰作。
Every one of them are the masterpiece of God.
当艺术家在做他的杰作。
When an artist is doing his masterpiece.
所以那个杰作每一个都是有所不同的。
So every one of them are different.
不是从一个模子里面咔啷咔啷咔啷咔啷出来完全是一模一样的。
It's not just by one mold coming out with all the same result.
就我们每一个人都是一个 masterpiece 啊，都是他的杰作。
So every one of us are the masterpiece of his work.
他讲到说，我如今在肉身活着。
It talks about the life I live in this body.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
所以呢，这个神儿子的信在我们的里面。
So this faith of Son of God is in us.
我们刚刚讲到救人的同地，他告诉我们一个关键的字，就是什么？算自己是死的。
So we talked about the key word was count when we were sharing the idea of the old man was crucified with Christ.
我们要知道怎么来算。
We need to know how to count.
在这里讲到我与基督同钉十字架。
Right here we're talking about self.The self was crucified with Christ.
这边有一个关键的字就是信。
There's this key word is called faith.
讲到说今天我们必须因着信我们就站在这样的一个地位上。
It's by faith we can stand in this state.
主耶稣已经把这些工作都做成了。
Jesus has done all the work.
今天不是要我们再来加添什么。
It's not for us to add anything to it.
不是要我再努力来什么样与他同定。
It's not for us to do extra work to crucify with him.
保罗在这边是做一个宣告。
It's a proclamation for Paul.
我已经与基督同定十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那些要行律法的，那些犹太主义的，就是他们想要靠自己的力量再来做一些事情。
Those who abide in the law, the Jews were trying their best to fulfill the law by their own work.
但是保罗所要告诉我们的就是说，今天你们可以因着信，你们就进入这个事实里。
But today Paul is saying is by faith you can enter into this.
这都是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace from God.
今天不是靠着我们肉身来成全的。
Not according to our fleshly work.
今天要领受神给我们的恩典。
In order to receive the grace of God,
最关键的就是相信。
The key is by faith.
和我们蒙恩得救的时候是一样的。
It's the same thing as when we are saved.
曾经我们也是没有信的人。
We were onceare the unbelievers.
但是在有一天，在有一个时刻，
the one day at that one moment,
我们自己也解释不清楚。
We didn't know how to explain.
到底我们怎么就会相信呢？
We didn't know how we became a believer.
一下子我们就接受了耶稣基督。
But all of a sudden we receive Jesus Christ.
接受他为我们所做成的。
We receive everything that he has done for us.
接受他的宝血。
We have received his precious blood.
弟兄姊妹，真的不是我们有什么好。
It's not because we're worthy.
但是就是那一信。
But because of that faith.
就叫我们的所有的罪得着了赦免。
That all our sins are forgiven.
不管是大罪，不管是小罪。
No matter if it's a big sin or a little sin.
完全赦免。
Complete salvation.
原本我们是污秽的罪人。
We used to be a filthy sinner.
就是那样的一信。
Just because of that faith.
在神的眼中，我们是白如雪。
In the eyes of God, we are pure as snow.
真的一点瑕疵都没有了。
No spot.
这就是恩典。
This is grace.
今天我们讲到说，不单我们得救的时候，那一信叫我们得着完全的赦免。
Not only that the day when we receive the Lord is through that faith.
保罗要我们看见。
But Paul also wants us to see.
我们的旧人与他与主同定了。
Our old man was crucified with Christ.
我们这个我也已经与基督同定了。
This self is also crucified with him.
今天我们怎么来活呢？
How do we live today?
里面我们算自己是死的。
One thing is that we count that we are dead in sin.
另外一点，我们说我们活的是因信神的儿子而活。
We live is live by faith in Christ Jesus, Son, in the Son of God.
这是一个宝贵的地位。
This is such a precious status.
叫我们因着信，我们能够活着。
By faith we can live.
好，我们再来读加拉太书。
Let's read the book of Galatians.
第五章第
chapter 5,
22节到第25节。
Verse 22 to 25.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。在二十四节说，凡属基督耶稣的人。
In verse 24, it says those who belong to Christ Jesus.
是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上。
Have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
不单我们的旧人与主同定了。
Not only our old man was crucified with Christ.
不单我与基督同定了。
Not only that our self was crucified with Christ.
这边讲到说把我们的肉体还有肉体的邪情私欲都同定在十字架上了。
It says that to crucify the sinful nature of this flesh with its passion and desires.
在加拉太书五章前面，他讲到好多所谓情欲的事情。
In the beginning of chapter 5, Paul talks about a lot of sinful nature.
那些情欲的事情就是肉体所行的事情。
Those are the deeds of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的肉体里面是没有良善的。
In our this nature, a sinful body,
肉体所行出来的事情叫做邪情私欲。
Those are the evil deeds.
所以他讲到好多好多。
So it describes a lot of those.
什么误会啊、奸淫啊、邪荡啊、拜偶像啊、邪术啊、仇恨，好多好多这些讲到肉体所行的事情。
Those areto talk about the evil deeds of this sinful nature.
但是主来拯救我们。
But the Lord came to save us.
他要教告诉我们说，我们的肉体连肉体的邪情私欲是已经与基督同定十字架。
Want us to know that even the self and its passion and desires are crucified with Christ.
我们的肉体里面是没有良善的。
In our flesh, there's no goodness.
但是神今天要得着他的儿女。
But the Lord wants to obtain his children.
在我们的身上能够结出圣灵的果子来。
So that we may bear the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子和肉体所行出来的是完全完全不一样的。
The fruit of the Spirit is very different from the result of the flesh.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,
忍耐、恩慈、良善、
patient, kindness, goodness,
信实、温柔、节制、
faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
也许还有好多好多的点。
Maybe there are many, many more.
有人讲说怜悯啊。
And some people will say compassion.
也许你还有好多好多在基督生命里面所彰显出来的。
And many other manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ.
我们讲到圣灵的果子。
When we talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
并不是说有好多不同的果子。
We're not talking about many different fruits.
在原来你看英文它的 fruit 呢，它是一个果子。
In English, is singular the fruit.
那在这个果子里面有好多好多的内容。
In this fruit, there are many, many content.
这个果子必须就是基督他自己。
This fruit is Jesus himself.
我们不可能说我只要这个，我不要那个。
We cannot say we only want this, but we do not want that.
整个就是基督的生命。
The whole thing is the life of Jesus Christ.
这个彰显就是圣灵的果子。
The manifestations is the fruit of the Spirit.
也许有人问你说圣灵有几种果子。
People may ask you, how many fruits?
你能快的就说有九种。
Some people know it will say there are nine.
不过答案是只有一种。
The correct answer is there's only one.
圣灵只有一个果子。
There's only one fruit.
就是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ himself.
那今天在基督的里面有好多好多的丰富。
That in Christ, there are many, many things, many abundant manifestations.
因为我们有基督，我们就有这些果子。
So if we have Jesus, we have the fruit.
没有基督就没有这些果子。
Without Jesus, we do not have the
fruit. 无论你怎么样努力。
No matter how hard you work.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
The love, joy, peace.
这是基督徒身上的一个非常重要的特点。
This is very significant in a Christian.
所以摆在最前面是最关键的。
So to put it in the first three are the keys.
第一个就是爱。
The first one is love.
第二个仁爱，他讲到爱喜乐。第二个是喜乐。
The second one is joy.
第三个是和平。
The third one is peace.
这个喜乐是主耶稣他受死之前。他把他的喜乐赐给我们。
This joy is given by the Lord Jesus Christ before he died.
这个喜乐是没有人能够夺去的喜乐。
This joy cannot be taken away by anyone.
这个喜乐也是我们所装不出来的。
And this joy is not the kind of joy that we can make.
有很多的寻道者。
Many martyrs.
当他们在面对最残忍刑罚的时候。
When they are facing the most cruel punishment.
有人讲说他们的脸像是天使的脸。
Their face looks like angels.
他们的心像是狮子的心。
But their heart is like lion's heart.
那个喜乐是没有人能够装得出来的。
That kind of joy cannot be pretended.
那是耶稣基督的生命。
That is the life of Jesus Christ.
这边讲到这个 peace.
Right here, the word peace.
和平或者平安。
Peace.
主耶稣讲说我把我的平安留给你们。
I give my peace to you.
这是主耶稣他要面对十字架的审判刑罚。
As Jesus was facing the cross.
但是他说他把他的平安留给我们。
But he said that he given us his peace.
所以无论哪一个方面的彰显。
So no matter what kind of manifestation.
这是一个圣灵的果子。
It's only one fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个果子就是耶稣基督。
And this fruit is Jesus Christ himself.
但是今天这个果子在我们身上怎么样能够显出来呢？
But how does this the fruit of the Holy Spirit can be manifested in our life?
是的，神心意是要让我们结出圣灵的果子来。
Yes, the will of God is wanted us to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
所以在这里有一个非常关键的。
So there's this key.
第一个，所有会结出那个肉体行为的情欲的事情的。
First that the condition of all the evil deeds.
那个肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，我们的主在十架上他死的时候，把这一切呢都一同的定死了。
So the flesh, which manifests those evil deeds, are crucified with him on the cross.
这个事情他把它结束了。
He has finished this work.
他对付了。
He has dealt with it.
好叫今天我们这些在基督耶稣里的人。
So those who are in Christ Jesus.
能够结出圣灵的果子来。
Can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在这边我们看见他告诉我们说我们若是靠圣灵得生。
Right here it says, if we live by the Spirit,
就当靠圣灵行事。
Let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们能够得生是因着圣灵。
We can live because of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要行事。
as we are living our life and do things,
we
have to live by the Spirit.
So right
here we see another key word.
It's
to live by.
We
have to live by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，天然的人呢，太喜欢，太习惯，就是靠自己。
The natural man naturally want to live by ourselves.
你不要讲说世界上很多人，他们靠自己做这个事，做那个事。
Many people in this world trying to do things according to their own strength.
今天我们信主了。
Today we believe in Christ Jesus.
啊，我们看见圣灵的果子是那么的美好。
As we see, the fruit of the Holy Spirit are wonderful. And we're so, we desire the fruit. But again, how easily that we are using our own strength to bear the fruit. How easy that we do things according to our own strength.
在这边告诉我们一个非常关键的事情。
Right here, it talks about a very important keyword.
真的，在我们的肉体里面是没有良善的。
There is no goodness in our flesh.
我们靠自己，无论多么的努力，我们做不到。
No matter how hard we try, we cannot do the good work.
主把在十字架上把我们的肉体，连我们肉体的邪情私欲都一同钉死了。
On the cross, with our flesh and its desire and passions, we crucify with Him.
今天我们乃是在基督的里面。
We are now in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们是靠圣灵得生。
We are now lived by the Spirit.
我们要靠圣灵来行事。
We have to live by the Spirit to do things.
这就是让我们身上怎么样能够活出圣灵的果子来。
This is how we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们说到同钉是主耶稣为我们所做成一个何等大的事情。
Crucifixion is such a great work is done by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Our old man was crucified with him.
我已经与他同钉十字架。
I was crucified with him.
我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲已经与他同钉十字架。
And our flesh was crucified, our flesh and its passion and desire was crucified with him.
在同钉的真理中，他永远讲到两面的。
In the truth of crucifixion, it always talks about two sides.
一面是讲到死的这一面。
On one side, it talks about death.
说到旧人。
Talks about the old man.
旧人已经同定了。
Old man was crucified with him.
所以我们要算自己是死的。
So we have to count ourselves die to sin.
那我们向神呢，在基督耶稣里，我们算自己是活的。
And count ourselves alive in Christ.
所以我们看见这两面的。
So we see these two sides.
光是死还不是达到目的。
Not only just death to accomplish the work.
So, 一面我们算自己是死的。
On one hand, we count ourselves dead.
另外一面我们算自己是活的。
On the other hand, we count ourselves alive.
另外一个讲到我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Second, we talked about ourselves was crucified with Christ.
所以一面说我已经死了。
So it says on one hand, we are dead.
现在活着不再是我了。
It's no longer that I live.
但是我们下面看见说我如今在肉身活着。
But the life I live in the body.
神要我们因信神的儿子而活。
God wants us to live by faith in the Son of God.
一面说到死。
On one hand talks about death.
另外一面一定说到活。
On the other hand, it always talks about a life.
所以加拉太书五章这边是讲到我们的肉体与他同定。
So in Galatians, it talks about our flesh was crucified with him.
肉体和他的邪情私欲都已经同定了。
Our flesh and its passions and desires are crucified with him.
但是今天要我们靠着圣灵来行事。
But today we are live by the Holy Spirit to do things.
叫我们来活。
Want us to live.
让圣灵的果子在我们身上能够彰显出来。
So the fruit of the Holy Spirit can be manifested in from us.
我们的心里面真的感谢主。
We thank our Lord from the bottom of our heart.
十字架真的是神的大能，是神的智慧。
The cross is the power and the wisdom of God.
是神赐给我们达到他心意唯一的道路。
It's the only way that the Lord can obtain His will in us.
我们求主继续开我们的眼睛，保守我们。
May the Lord continue to open our eyes and to protect us.
我们跟随主一同走十字架的窄路。
So that we can walk on this narrow way together.
我们再来唱诗歌四百零七首。
Let us all sing the hymn 407 again.
他为我死，我才能活。
He died for me, so I can.